Insourcing, outsourcing, and external sourcing. Outsourcing is the use of outside suppliers to produce an item that once was produced in-house. It often is the result of a make or buy decision based on cost, quality, or operational priorities. If a product has always been purchased from a supplier, it is externally sourced but was not outsourced. It is simply a purchased part or component. A decision to outsource requires awareness of several issues, as shown in Exhibit 5-1. The disadvantages of outsourcing to subcontractors can be managed. Exhibit 5-1, Advantages and Disadvantages of Outsourcing. The analysis of risks is a prerequisite for outsourcing. Issues to consider include the following. Core competencies should be retained in-house. Analysis may be needed to verify if a core competency really exists. There may be negative effects on employee morale. Outsourcing may mean a loss of competencies that will be difficult to recover later. There may be a misalignment of priorities with the supplier of outsourcing services. Maintaining high quality levels requires ongoing investment in monitoring. There are associated costs and risks of inbound and outbound logistics. National and international sourcing alternatives. External sourcing or outsourcing can involve subcontracting to a manufacturer down the street or in another country. Outsourcing to another country is often referred to as offshoring. This and related concepts follow. Offshore. Offshore is defined in the ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary as the use of resources from a different country than the original company's country. C. Outsourcing. Offshoring may provide labor cost savings, tax incentives, or proximity to raw materials. Onshore or reshore. Onshoring, also called reshoring, is moving part or all of production that was offshored back to the home country. It is often done to improve control. It may have become more feasible due to new technologies enabling manufacturing to be competitive. It will likely reduce lead times. It can help avoid transportation costs, congestion delays, and tariffs. It may improve quality or flexibility. It can be a marketing tactic to enable made-in the home country claims. Nearshore. Nearshoring is outsourcing to nearby countries. It may capture some cost or regulatory advantages while also minimizing transportation cost and lead time. Friendshore. Friendshoring is outsourcing to countries that are allied nations or that have trade agreements with the nation or nations in which the organization operates. It can reduce risks of operating in unstable regions. It also reduces reliance on geopolitical rivals and may make it easier to source materials that face restrictions related to national security. Sourcing in different nations can often provide cost savings, especially for lower-cost variable production capacity. Suppliers in some countries have macroeconomic advantages, such as lower labor costs. Some suppliers have a core competency and can provide economies of scale and/or expertise. This must be balanced against required quality levels, lead time considerations, and the impact of tariffs, transportation cost, and more. National diversification can provide risk management advantages. Other reasons to source internationally include gaining access to innovative technologies, but running counter to this is if an organization's intellectual property, IP, is being put at risk due to weaker protections in some nations. The organization can also use it as a way to gain entry to the markets in that country through their relationships with the supplier, S, in that nation. Alternatively, onshoring may be desirable if it can enable integrating the activities of suppliers or distribution partners, can provide production efficiencies, lower the total cost of ownership, or improve the organization's bargaining position. Organizations face a number of international pressures on prior decisions to offshore. There are hidden costs such as for administration and for developing enough visibility into operations and quality. Many organizations that internally source to China face rising labor rates in that country. Their strict zero COVID policies also were incentives to diversify their global supply footprint. There may also be incentives to reshore some manufacturing. In the US, for example, moves have been made to strengthen the ability to source certain critical or strategic materials domestically, such as semiconductors or battery technologies.